All right, everybody, welcome back to the Good Old Hockey Podcast. This is episode number 49. One more until we're at half 100, which is crazy. But we got a crazy, we got some cool Shark stuff that, you know, the two resident Shark fans can confidently talk about, not sound crazy. If you've been listening to the last couple ones, you've heard us at the end, or you haven't heard us because you skipped off. But that's going to be the first thing we're going to cover. But before that happens, Alan, you've got some exciting news in the form of a new friend.
He's currently eating my chair right now. Let me see. Come here. Come here, buddy. Oh, nope. Don't want to show yourself off to the camera. Come here, buddy.
Camera shy.
Oh, who's your good boy? Little puppy.
What kind of dog is he again?
He's a Belgian Malinois Dutch Shepherd mix. He's 11 weeks old and he already weighs 35 pounds.
Good God.
He's going to be a big boy. He's going to be probably 80, 90 pounds. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. Picked him up yesterday and, he did shockingly well last night. Didn't wake me up.
Nice.
Although he's being a crackhead right now and he's going to start eating.
Give you a hickey.
Oh,
biting your neck.
I'd rather this happen than him be screaming, so I don't mind.
That's fair. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so if you guys hear listeners, you guys listening hear any whimpering, stuff like that, Alan's not hitting the dog. He's just a puppy, okay? Not doing anything bad. any barking, it might be me if we're talking about my friend Celebrini, but if it's not, it's probably the dog.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I got a fucking butcher of a haircut. Hopefully my barber doesn't listen to this podcast. I don't think she will. I got my hair chopped. Dude, it's so bad. So like I've been doing this like pushback and it's so short. Like I can't even slick it back. It's, I mean, it's messy as hell right now, but
it just sticks up.
Yeah, I got it before Thanksgiving thinking I need a little trim the locks. And she took the scissors hard to my hair. I can't even slick it back. It just like sticks up and my hair's been slicked back for so long now that it can't like do any comb over or anything like that. So I'm going to be wearing a hat for the next couple episodes until probably a month or two and my hair grows back. But yeah, that was my week. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, I need it back. I know I told her to leave some, there's still some back there, so it'll grow back faster, but yeah, don't get your haircuts, kids. Just don't even, it's not even worth it anymore. Like I can't even find, if anyone knows a good barber in the Boise area that can cut long hair, let me know. But I was going to say, oh, hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. I ate a lot of food. I'm sure you did as well, Alan.
Heck yeah, oh, I did.
Yeah. Thanksgiving dinner is, it's interesting. Because you go in and you're like, oh, I'm going to have five or six plates. And you go in for one and you're done. After that, you're just tired. Yeah. And you're like, yep. I don't want any more. Kind of like sex. But anyways, we're going to jump into Coast to Coast. Sorry for any family friendly. If you got kids in the car, tell them to plug their ears. But
we went from puppies to sex in 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's my life. That is all I think about pretty much all the time.
Dear God.
I also think about the same as the Sharks. And that's what we're going to get into. San Jose Sharks, we're back. We're so back. It's not even funny. You know, we've been saying before that we're the happiest bottom five team in the league, but guess what? We're not a bottom five team anymore. We're bottom seven. So I'm fucking hyped. Macklin Celebrini won, was it star of the week?
NHL first star of the week with, I think he had 3 goals, 4 assists, and 7 games played.
That is crazy. For the week?
Other notable Sharks rookie. Will Smith had 7 points in 4 games played this past week.
Didn't get smart.
He was not on the stars list. Brutal.
Give it to one. But Mac, Mac's been playing really well. I've enjoyed watching him play. I think he is such a complete player. It's crazy.
It's insane.
Coming into the league, like in college, like I know I saw flashes of it and you know, college competition is obviously a lot different than the NHL. But what this kid is doing at the NHL level is crazy. And he's a complete player, both ends of the ice. And he's 19, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so fun to watch. But yeah, getting the first star, props to him. Jake Wallman also, San Jose Sharks defender, 19 points in 22 games. I've seen a lot of people on Detroit Red Wings Twitter complain and just be so upset that they gave him away. What do we get? What do we give up for Wallman? A bag of Doritos? Like,
it was next to nothing. I don't remember exactly what the trade was, but it was,
I know a draft pick was in there and maybe a prospect, but I mean, Jake Wallman's been lighting it up, especially in the last couple of games. He's had a pretty good, I think he had 2 points in both Seattle games, which I was able to watch on NBC California for the first time in forever. Cause I was in California, but,
Oh, you're back in Disney family.
Yeah, I was for Thanksgiving. So those were really fun games to watch. Watch them beat on the Seattle Kraken. Probably going to be a rival for the next coming years, just with the talent level that they have coming up and the talent level that we have coming up. I can see some competitive playoff series, or maybe not because they suck. But yeah, overall, like, what do you think? I don't know. How are you feeling about the rest of the season for the Sharks?
I think we're high on them right now. They're playing well. It looks like they're having fun playing hockey, which is always something you want to see with a young team. Yeah. I'm not expecting anything crazy out of them. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. I don't expect them to battle for a wild card spot. Yeah, they're not bottom five right now. I think pretty soon they're going to go back to being bottom five. But there's a lot of good things. Bottom seven. It's one of those things where there's a lot of great things to look at with this team. They look like they're kind of building some cohesion between all the guys that at least are going to be there for a while. Mm-hmm. They're getting some guys. I don't foresee a few of the guys sticking around very long. I think a lot of them are going to be trade bait. But it is good to see. Oh my goodness, this dog is eating my chair. I might not have a chair here in a minute.
Plop down.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. It's nice to see that it's coming together. Yeah. I'd be happy with a bottom five finish, but a competitive bottom five finish, which is what it's been so far this season.
Yeah.
You got guys who are going to become good trade bait in the next couple of years. Tyler Toffoli's kind of dropped off a little bit, but Mikael Granlund is way up there, and he's over a point per game right now. Mm-hmm. We're building a good team here.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Like I said, we're not that delusional. We are delusional, but not that delusional in thinking that this team is going to make the playoffs in any means. Crazy things happen, and, Pacific Division isn't the strongest, but I still don't see that, and I don't really want that from this team. I think the Sharks ultimately still need some pieces, a couple more draft picks. But like you said at the beginning of the year, all we can hope for is development in those young players. And I think we're getting that. Smith had a pretty shaky start, 0 points in his first 9 games. I don't remember what it is now, but
I think he's almost at point per game since he's got 11 points in 22 games.
Yeah. So 11 points, 22 games, and negate those first 9 or whatever it was. But development's the biggest thing. I think Mac has shown that he is legit and a great first overall pick. And I think, honestly, like with all the draft picks in the last 2 years, right? We got Connor Bedard, obviously a super skilled guy on the offensive side. Another rookie doing well is Matvei Michkov. And again, doing really well on the offensive side, but they do not play like Macklin Celebrini plays. They do not play that full 200 feet of hockey, and that's okay. You need that. You don't need everyone playing, back and forth. But Mac is making a serious case for himself for the Calder. I thought him with his injury would kind of hurt that because I didn't think he'd be doing this well at this point, especially. But, you know, he's clearly proven that he's a real deal. And I hope he continues to do that because it's still early on. But like I said, all we've wanted as Sharks fans is to see that that development. But do you see anything else between like that Michkov versus Celebrini?
I find it funny that it's turned into Michkov versus Celebrini rather than Michkov versus Bedard. I don't think – I think with Bedard's quote-unquote down season that we talked about last week, like,
yeah,
I think that's kind of taken him out of the limelight,
yeah,
which I find kind of interesting. You see a bunch of people on the internet saying that Celebrini is better than Bedard immediately, right, mm-hmm. which I find – first of all, I think it's true, but I find it interesting because last year – the whole notion around Macklin Celebrini is he's not that number one guy. He's a very, very, very good player, but he's not a Connor Bedard. He's not a, you know, Connor McDavid,
franchise Sidney Crosby, Austin
Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think this Michkov and Macklin Celebrini debate is looking a lot like this Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby debate early on in their careers. And they're both very, what would you say, comparable? The two, yep. Sidney Crosby and Macklin Celebrini and Michkov and Ovechkin, not to say that they're going to live up to them, but at this point in their career, you know, looking at both of these players, they kind of have a similar situation they're in, you know, goal scorer from Russia and a two-way Canadian player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously Mac didn't have the hype that Sidney had, but yeah, I find it interesting with all of the debates online. And I mean, even Bedard, him stepping out of the limelight, I'm pretty sure he has more points than both of them.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I believe he does, which is pretty funny. But
yeah. And I want to the night that we, what was it? I think it was the night after we recorded Bedard, like, or it was the night we recorded last week, yet again, Bedard just went off.
I know he scored.
Or not went off, but he finally scored. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just funny. And that's always what happens. So hopefully that, this does not tank Macklin Celebrini or Michkov, but you know, I don't believe in curses, so I don't think that's what we're doing here. I think it's just coincidences. but yeah, Sharks hockey's back. We're excited. They're a fun team to watch. They might lose a couple games here and there pretty embarrassingly, but overall, like, I've had a lot of fun watching this team. And even like that Kings game was so fun to watch. And I think they haven't scored that many goals since 2018, which is nuts. Which, I mean, 8 goals is a lot, but to think about that, it's just back. There he is. To think about that, so like, funny. we've been in such a downward spiral, but we're back up. And you know who else is back up? Kind of is the Capitals. You know, they lost Alex Ovechkin, and we kind of thought that it's going to hurt them. It's the only reason why they're still in contention, but they're 4-2, 2 losses back to back after losing Ovechkin, and now on a 4-game win streak. Also to good teams though. I mean, you got the Panthers, the Lightning and the Devils, and then the Islanders, which I'm not snooze fest, but at least like with that, I don't know. I haven't really watched any of their games, so I'm not going to pretend like I know a whole lot, but looking at the box score of it, being impressed. Dylan Strome is still in the lead, or not in the lead, but he's still in the top 3 for most assists, so he's clearly still playing well. And Ovechkin's also practicing right now.
I find that crazy. He just broke his, what was his fibula 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he's skating.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest bone in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be the second biggest bone behind your tibia, I think, which is insane that he's skating. Like
tibia and fibula, aren't they? The tib fib is on the, it's like the shin area, right?
Oh no, what's the big one? The femur. Sorry,
the femur. That's
my bones mixed up. Yeah, I'm showing my college education or lack of. So they're 7-2-1 in their last 10 games.
Yeah,
which I think Ovi's probably missed 6 or 7 of them.
Yes.
So for them to kind of keep that, they're keeping that pace. Even if they just kind of keep up, with what they were doing before, that's all they need to do. And I'm looking kind of a crazy set. I didn't realize they're leading the league in goals. They have the most goals scored. Yeah, they have 101 goals scored. The Devils have 99, and then the Jets have 94.
Yeah.
So they're putting the puck in the net. They also have the best goal differential at plus 32.
That's
it's kind of crazy how good they've been, and that's without Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah. Like,
that's their best player, even if he's, you know, on crutches when he comes back.
Yeah.
He's going to be skating around the walker.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, I mean, I think he's, like I said, I think that guy's just determined to break. He wants to retire, ultimately. I'm sure he loves the game. But as much as anyone would love hockey, I think when you get to a certain age and you're right there, it's like, let's put this to bed and let's see how fast I can get. It's a it's another challenge for him. Like, I'm sure
he's done it all.
He's done it all. So now it's just like, this is another challenge for him. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won his awards, everything you can imagine. So for him, it's just time to lock in. And he's, it's just the Russian in him. I'm convinced that he's just on. I'm sure his fibula is still broken. I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's just like, fuck it. I don't care. So, but he's
like, I want to go back to Russia.
Yeah. He wants to go party. In Russia.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But yeah, that's pretty much for Coast to Coast. We're going to do a little stats check-in though. Talk about the standings and also some leaders. At this moment, since it is now December, which is crazy to think about, 2024 is almost over. I'm about to be 25, which is scary. But this is not a therapy session for me. Yeah, I know. You're not far behind, bud.
I know. I'm 2 months behind, but
yeah,
that's still crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I've known this guy since he was 14. Little backstory to mine and Sean's friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
We met each other in Mrs. Stever's sixth grade physics class. Sixth period physics class.
Oh my God, I forget. Yeah, yeah.
So we were 14 years old. So I've known you for 10 years.
That's crazy.
Ladies, that... if there's any ladies watching, that guy was an ugly kid. His glow up should be studied.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Honestly, I think that's the case for the both of us because
I'm still waiting.
You, you walked in with a fucking. He had a. I don't even actually know. You just had like long hair at the time, but that same freshman year, then you got the mullet. The mullet where it was just like a Joe Dirt kind of thing where you just kind of shave the sides and call it good. Granted, I've had mullets in my days. I'm not hating on it, but at 14, that was a look. That was a look and a half. And I will not pretend like I wasn't a fugly little kid either. So
I was 14 going on 45. It was brutal.
Yeah, no, it was. But yeah, dude.
Anyways.
Oh, God. 10 years. That's crazy. Sorry, guys.
I know.
If you're listening. But yeah, me and Al have known each other for a long time. So those of you guys listening, friendships go a long way. But where was I going with that? Oh, stats check-in. Almost December. Or is December now. Sorry. I'm just rattled still that we've known each other for 10 years. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yes, December. Stats check-in. Here we go. Leader, we're going to go through goals, assists, points. Alan, if you want to bring up goalie stats, you totally can. I didn't want to write it all out. You can touch on it. But goals right now, we got Reinhart with 18, Draisaitl 17, Caulfield and Point, Sharon third with 16 points. 16 goals, sorry. Reinhart is still continuing. I kind of thought last year, not that it was like a contract year thing, but he definitely broke out last year, and I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think he'd continue it like he is now. For him to have 18 goals in, 25 games played probably? Still amazing, and he's leading the league in goals. And if he wins the Rocket, if he told me 3 years ago that Sam Reinhart was winning – no, 4 years ago. If he told me 4 years ago Sam Reinhart was going to win the Rocket in 2025 – I would have called you crazy and been like, what drug are you on?
I thought he was a bust until 3 years. I convinced my roommate to trade him for Timo Meier last season in fantasy. Yikes. I thought it was a good trade at the time, too. Yeah. I was like, listen, he's going to fall off. But no.
Damn. No, he continued to chug, and he's still going. He's not a great team,
NHL
too.
Player. Yeah, it does help.
It helps. Yeah, it helps. He was in anyone in Buffalo, just get them out at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, he obviously was in Buffalo for a while. So tough place to make yourself look good. And, you know, getting to Florida, and he's playing with Sasha Barkov, great, great center, playmaker, yeah. all of the above. I think he's still playing with him, I'm pretty sure. But regardless, I mean, he's on a Stanley Cup winning team, so
yeah,
makes sense. Draisaitl, on the other hand, your least favorite player is second. How do you feel about that?
You know, it pays to play with McDavid, and it pays to stand by the net 24/7. So
that is true.
McDavid made last season Zach Hyman a 50 goal scorer.
That, yeah.
Imagine playing with McDavid your entire career. All I'm saying is, there's zero talent and just results there, which I can kind of respect.
It's a grinder. It does make me
It does make me a little upset though. Yeah. But at the end of the day, good for Draisaitl, good for German hockey. You know, they're gonna remember him being second place in goal scoring in December. Because that's the only thing they have.
Yeah, that and Marcel Gotch, don't forget about him.
Oh, yeah. I looked him up. He's like fifth all-time in German scoring with like 200 points. That's awful. There's some random guy I'd never heard of who played in like the 60s who has like 400 points. And then Draisaitl's by far in first.
Yeah, in first. Where's Stutzel at? He's probably up there.
He's getting pretty up there. I think he's still getting – you're talking about playing against – we're ranking him against Marcel Gotch. He's going to be up Marcel there. He has 100 point season, 90-something point season.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah. True. Okay. Fair enough. And then Caulfield and Point at third. So good for Cole Caulfield. He was my favorite to win the Rocket. Still could happen. Canadians look like, I haven't paid attention to the Canadians a whole lot this year. My bad. Cody hasn't either, so I haven't been able to relay any information I get off of him. But Cole Caulfield looks better than ever. I saw him get his 13th goal of the season in Columbus the other night, which is kind of cool. Now that he's wearing 13. Yep. And then Braden Point's being Braden Point. Not very shocked there. And Tampa's doing pretty well too, which is impressive. But
yeah,
any comments on that before we move to assists?
Braden Point, somebody I would like to touch on. That guy, he's one of those players that is like so good at hockey, but like you look at him and you watch him play and you're like, he's not that good at hockey.
Yeah.
But he's so good. I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. I don't think it does, but he is so good. And you watch him play and you're like, he looks like he's an NHL player. Obviously he looks like he belongs in the NHL. But, like, you're watching him play, you're like, there are guys who are significantly better than him that don't put up anywhere near the same points. So, they're clearly not better than him, but...
Yeah.
Well, he's one of those guys.
Yeah. He's not, like, a standout player like some of the guys on that list. I mean, even... You could say Reinhardt, but I don't want to. I see what you're saying. Like, it's not totally crazy what you're saying. It's a little crazy, but I'm crazy, so I get it.
I'm not a hater of Braden Point. I think that guy's gross. I love watching. He's also stupidly fast.
Yeah, he is.
You watch him beat everybody in a foot race, and it's like, that's probably why all you need to be good at hockey is be able to skate fast and sort of shoot the puck. So that's true. Like,
I've always told that to
you. You watch him play, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But if I do find it crazy that
you're going to do well. Just like the leader.
I don't know why speed skaters don't learn how to shoot a puck.
True.
Because they'd all be in the NHL.
Yeah, but they have those big blades. I know they have technique, but I don't think they can.
That's also an extremely hot take that not even I believe.
okay. Got it.
There is so much more to it. There's clearly a reason I'm not in the NHL. Yeah. And it's not just because I can't skate fast, but it is.
Yeah, honestly,
it is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm not in the NHL. I'm not fast enough. So I always told
that's
people.
What sets. Yeah. That's what you tell.
That's all it is. Every level of hockey, it's just faster guys. That's all it is.
There's a lot of guys on the points list. There are like a couple guys who aren't like super, super fast, but like Kirill Kaprizov, Martin Natchez, Jack Eichel, Nathan MacKinnon, Jesper Bratt. They're all stupidly quick. So if you have like an NHL level skill set, mix in the fact that you're super fast, you're going to be a great NHL player. That's where I was getting with that. That's all I have as far as takes on Braden Point's gross.
That I don't want to shit on you, but that was so dumb. You just said if someone has an NHL skill set.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Because
it's just fun.
Clearly,
I'm gonna make a quote.
Put it on Instagram. You can't just put like a peewee hockey player who knows how to shoot a puck in the NHL if he's fast, right? But if you have like an all-around NHL skill set where you have a good shot, you have good hands, you can pass the puck, you have that vision, and then you mix in, you're one of the fastest skaters in the world, you're going to be really good in the NHL level. You don't have to stick out. Frankly, McDavid, this is going to be kind of a hot take. You're going to want to clip this. Clip this, chat. Connor McDavid does not have the greatest shot, right? There are probably 75 NHL players that I'd take their shot over Connor McDavid, right? I don't know if I'm there yet, but Mac does have a nasty wrist shot. But his shooting isn't that great. He's not a very physical player. It's not like Connor McDavid is skating around throwing big bodies or anything like that.
He could. He's got a good frame, but
he's got great vision. He's got great hands, but what really sets him apart is his speed.
Yeah.
If Connor McDavid were like current Alex Ovechkin fast, he'd still be in the NHL, but he wouldn't be Connor McDavid, you know? It wouldn't be consistently leading the league in points. He'd be like
you're saying that his speed is what makes him stick out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You look at a guy like that. We were talking about Joe Thornton last week, and I'm one of the biggest Joe Thornton fans on earth. I love that guy. That guy could not ice skate, right?
No.
It worked because he played. Watched him play in his 30s. It looked like he could barely skate, right? Yeah. But
in his 20s,
what set him apart at that time was the game was a lot slower and he had that phenomenal vision. Nobody saw what he was seeing, right? He had Gretzky-like vision.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you can't be like that and compete at an NHL level. You can't be slow and be a good NHL player. It's like it's all speed driven. And I think what sets Connor McDavid apart is he is the fastest player in the world.
Yeah.
You look like Matt Barzal. Yeah. He's a great hockey player. He has good hands, like really good hands. But other than that, nothing else that he does is fantastic besides his skating.
Okay.
And he's consistently a 60, 70 point guy. He's up there. Sometimes he breaks 90. I think he did it one time.
And McDavid's not very defensive either.
No, he's really good because of his vision, I think, and his ability to handle the puck. He's really good at pickpocketing.
Yes.
He's good in that kind of sense. Like you can't just be on your heels when you're in the offensive zone and McDavid's on the ice.
Yeah.
Going against you when you're in the when you're in his defensive zone, but it's not like he's got like some innate shutdown ability, like a Sasha Barkov or someone like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you make a fair point that I like that you said that his speed is what makes him stick out to be the best player, because I mean, Nathan McKinnon's kind of the same. Well, Nathan McKinnon's kind of the same way, just in the fact that speed. Okay, let's settle on this. If you're a fast, very, very fast NHL player, you're going to exceed and
yes.
You're going to succeed and excel in the NHL because of how fast you are. There we go. Okay.
Absolutely.
We were trying to work that out. That, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. But
that was a very long.
That was a very long-winded way to say. No, it's okay. Yeah, you guys listening. Let us know how you think about that. Do you agree with us? Because that might have been crazy to say, but that McDavid's only sticks out because of how fast he is. He's got great hands, so I'll give him that. But we'll move on. Assists, leaders, Nathan MacKinnon at 29, Eichel 28, and Strom 26. And Nate Mac was my favorite for, I don't remember, either the Hart.
I think you had him for points.
Yes, I did. All right, Ross. Maybe. Yes, because he won MVP last year. And I was
I think I had Cooch for MVP this year.
Yeah. I have Nate Mac and Art Ross, and he's up there. But yeah, he's obviously Nathan MacKinnon. Colorado's kind of figuring it out a little bit more. I forget where they are in the standings. Jack Eichel, beauty out in Vegas. And then Dylan Strome's still up there, which is interesting. I kind of talked about that earlier. But yeah, Colorado's now in the wild card spot, I want to say.
They're 18th in the league.
They're not in a wild card spot. Calgary and Edmonton are in the wild card spot, which is crazy. But
I have a things can change. Strong feeling. Very strong feeling. Calgary is gonna get bounced out pretty quickly here.
Calgary, we can talk about them for a sec. But Dustin Wolf's doing great. I think that's what's helping them. I think they're clicking right now. And, you know, at the end of the day, if your team's clicking, that's all you really need.
Yeah.
But is it sustainable? I don't know. Maybe Gallic can make a surprise entrance right now with the Stone Cold music and just debunk us. But
The Calgary Flames are the best team in the NHL.
Yeah. And we're going to argue that the Sharks are. But no. We'll move on. To points, point leader Kirill Kaprizov at 38, Natchez 37, and MacKinnon and Eichel at 36. Kirill's having a great season. Obviously, the Wild are the best team in the NHL right now as we're recording. I mean, I haven't really watched too much of Minnesota, but have you caught any of Kirill or like what he's been doing?
That guy is nasty.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Kirill Kaprizov fan. He had of a down year last year. He was still great. I think he was injured a bit last season. I think everybody saw it coming where he was going to kind of break out. He had that insane rookie season. Let's see. He had that insane rookie season, 51 points, 55 games. Then he put up 108 points for in 2021-22. I was thinking it 2 years ago. He had a down year. He had 75 points in 67 games, but he still had over a point per game. Yep. Put up 96 points last year. I think everybody kind of saw this coming, where he was going to break out and be like a top five lock.
Yeah.
And now he's leading the league in points. He's doing it all himself for the most part. He's logging 22 minutes and 23 seconds a night as a forward.
Yeah.
So he's kind of putting the team on his back a bit. And I think that's awesome. He's one of those guys that is so fun to watch. He's another guy where, like, you watch him play, he's so sick, but you can't really tell why because he kind of looks a little awkward when he's playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the way he skates. He does a lot of tomahawking where his feet are like this.
Yeah.
He's so shifty and obviously so quick, and he's got a nasty shot. I'm super pumped that guy's up there in scoring. Yeah. It's pretty cool to see. And also it's a fresh new face, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Him, Marty Natchez, even Jack Eichel. I don't think he's ever been scoring.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's kind of nice to see some new faces. Jesper Bratt is at least on the Devils played today. So I'm assuming that's helping him out, but he's up at fifth on the NHL website. But yeah, it's kind of cool to see some new faces. Obviously, you still want McDavid to keep setting records. You still want Austin Matthews to, you know, chase records and whatnot. But
yeah, where's do you know where Matthews at for goals?
Not off the top of my head, but he's not really up there because he actually just got back from injury.
That's right. Yes.
I think he has like 6 goals. It's nothing crazy. He scored tonight.
But he
was injured. Yeah.
I think beginning of November, was it?
Yeah, it's been like a lot of the season.
Yeah.
Which it's good to see him back. I know a lot of people don't like Austin Matthews, and I think that's just because he's a Maple Leaf.
Yes, that is why.
But personally, anytime somebody puts up 69 goals in a season, I'm going to want to see him succeed.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to watch. He's also a guy who I think has slept on defensively.
We've talked about that.
So it's really cool to see. But
yeah,
hopefully he gets back into it.
Yeah, I agree. I think having the faces, you know, like McDavid, all these guys, McKinnon even, at the top, it's fun to see. And it's like, you know, want him to keep breaking records. But yeah, seeing Krill up there, who I've been waiting to kind of have this monster season out of him, it's cool to see. And honestly, dragging this Wild team to where they're at right now, not that they're a bad team, but they missed the playoffs last year, and now they're the best team in the league. So I think they are destined for a good year this year. They also have, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury in net, but not to mention, is Wallstedt playing consistently yet?
No, Jesper Wallstedt is not. So this actually is a great segue to goalies.
Yeah.
Filip Gustavsson is nasty this season.
Yeah.
He's currently leading the league in goals against average, save percentage, and he's second in shutouts. I think at the beginning of the year, well, when we first topped back on, I had said something about how I think this is going to be kind of one of those situations where he's really hot at the beginning of the season, but kind of fizzles out. But he's played 18 games, and he's got a .930 save percentage and just over 2 goals against average. It's kind of insane to see, because I feel like the last few years it's been all Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah.
With Igor Shesterkin mixed in there when he's playing well, but he hasn't been great this season. So it's also pretty cool. We're seeing some new faces up there. Anthony Stolarz has been fantastic. So you go down the list and goals against, save percentage, not shutouts, but it's Filip Gustavsson, Connor Hellebuck, Anthony Stolarz in goals against and save percentage, which is kind of interesting. Those guys are kind of locked at the top three. Spencer Knight's also been great. I know he hasn't played as much, more of playing in a backup role right now.
Yeah.
I think he has 9 games played, but pretty interesting to see some new faces.
Yeah. No, there's a lot this year, which is fun to see. But yeah, let's see. We're going to talk pretty quickly about these divisions since we're close to wrapping up on time. Just to kind of shake it up a little bit with, you know, we've been talking about a lot of headlines, and now we're just going to kind of bullshit about some of these teams here. We're going to start off with the Nashville Predators. No, I'm kidding.
This is new stuff. Hey, they're ahead of somebody in the Metro or in the West, in the Central right now.
Chicago.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for them.
Good they for are you,
currently
Tim.
Three. Yeah, good job, Tim. Currently 3 points behind the Sharks, though. So, and the Sharks play tomorrow on Tuesday. So when this comes out, standings might be a little different. But yeah, most of these teams on here, we kind of talked about the Wild a little bit about being in the lead. They're actually tied with Winnipeg right now for first with 36 points, and the Devils as well. But they have a better save percentage, so they're number one. Devils have been continuing on their great season. And then if we look at it by division, Maple Leafs, Panthers, Bruins, and the Atlantic. Bruins kind of started figuring out after firing Monty, which I think is good to see in the sense of for those players' sake. I think if you're a Bruins fan though, you're just like, what was the issue? I don't think it's his fault. I think just you needed something to change. That's all it was. But they've been doing really well. Their last 10, they have been 5-4-1, so nothing crazy, but definitely an improvement.
I think they're 4-1 since firing Monty.
Mach D. Okay. Good for them. Good job, Bruins. Yeah. Don't mess it up. That's all I got to say because you always do that. New Jersey leading the Metro with Washington close behind, which we talked about this earlier. But the Capitals are doing well without Ovi and hopefully return soon. They can keep pumping because, you know, watching Alex Ovechkin play playoff hockey would be good for the sport, and I'm all here for it.
Yep.
Hurricanes are in third. And then wild card's kind of interesting. Philadelphia is actually second, that second wild card spot. They've been doing well with Mr. Matvei Michkov. Rangers slowly figuring out. They're still in the wild card spot, though. I wouldn't really say they've done anything crazy yet. I say yet because they're 4-6-0 in the last 10.
I was looking at it the other day. So they lost tonight. Devils 5-1.
Yeah.
Before that, they were on a five. So they beat Montreal 4-3. Mm-hmm. Before that, they were on a 5-game losing streak. So they're 1-6-0 in their last 7 games.
Yikes.
Which I find very interesting. I know we had touched a little bit on it last week, at least when we filmed last week. Yeah. And I was like, why are you talking about blowing up the team? Like, the team's still good. They have not been good since, which maybe you just have a knack for jinxing things. When I said Ovi was going to beat the record in February, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we do. And you know what? I'll wear it. The Predators are going to be really good for the next couple of years. I'm calling that. So,
dude, they're gonna be nasty. They're gonna figure it out.
So gross. Sharks are gonna suck in the next 3 years. So yeah,
sick.
Yeah. moving on to the West, though. Bottom of the East is the Montreal Canadiens. Womp womp. Could have seen that coming. Womp Western, womp. The Central, the typical. Well, not typical. Minnesota Wild's new here, but Wild, Jets, and Stars in the top three. Stars are 6 points behind the Jets and the Wild. Which is kind of crazy, but I haven't watched too much Stars hockey besides against the Sharks. They look good against the Sharks, but anyone does, except for the Red Wings and the Seattle Kraken.
We except can't for the say last that anymore.
10 teams, the last like four
the
teams.
Kings? Oh, they look awful.
God, they look just, yeah. I'm so happy.
Pretty sure they outshot the Sharks in that game.
Yeah, I think they did. Which we gotta look that up.
I think they did.
Because we scored 8 goals on them. If that's the case, that's embarrassing for you Kings fans. And then the dirty, dirty Pacific. We got the Knights, Kings, and Canucks. The Knights only have 3 more points than the Stars. And who else? Like, just the Pacific Division is just not very good. Hurricanes in third in the Metro have 33 points. So do the Knights. So Knights, Kings, Vancouver.
I think it's pretty safe to say that the Pacific is the worst division in hockey right now. Yep. And it kind of has been that way. It wasn't really last year. Yeah. But I mean, really, since the California teams all dropped off, it's been one of the weaker divisions in hockey. And now it definitely is looking that way. If you have the Kings who have a +8 goal differential and the Canucks that have a +2 goal differential.
Yeah.
And are 3-5-3 at home in a playoff spot. That's a little questionable.
Yeah. I think the West as a whole is not as good as the East and what they have going on out there.
Absolutely.
And even like regardless of standings and stuff like that, like just those teams out East, like I just think on paper, especially are better than most of these teams. And obviously you're on the East, you're playing more competitive teams. And you come out West and you're playing the Ducks or the Kraken, you're going to kick your ass, but you're probably going to lose to the Devils, you know, stuff like that.
That was a subtle shot at the Ducks.
That was, I just felt like it. I saw him down there and I was like, I want to shoot.
He deserved it.
Yeah, they do. They're only 3 points ahead of the they're tied with the Sharks right now in points.
They do have 4 less games played, but we'll overlook that for now.
Yeah, I'm going to put my blinders on to that. I'm not going to point out facts. I'm going to be biased.
Funny enough, I think the Sharks have played the second most games in the NHL. to still be, you know, bottom 10 in the league is kind of brutal.
Yeah. I'm blaming it on that start. I'm blaming it on that start. 0-9-2 to start the season is never going to help you at this point in the year.
Since that start, they're 9-6-5.
That is true.
They're 9-6-3 since that 9-game losing streak. So they went 0-7-2 on that 9-game losing streak. They're now 9-13-5.
We are a 500 hockey team if you don't count the first 11 games. I'm going to play the if game. What?
I said 9. We'll take it.
Yeah. We're a 500 team. Yeah. We're just not going to count the first part of the season. We're a 500 team.
Declan Celebrini's gross. He's a top 10 player. Gross.
Gross. But yeah, so we'll see these standings at the end of the year. We'll probably every month we'll kind of do a little check in here, talk about that. There also wasn't a whole lot of crazy news. Actually, I kind of want to talk about Macklin swearing at the reporter today when he said, like, "Oh yeah, you got named first star," and he was like, "Oh fuck, really?" that's hilarious. I can't believe
that's my future captain.
Yeah, he's just an 18-year-old. Like, we just forget this kid literally is 18. And can't even probably doesn't even know how to file taxes.
No,
doesn't know anything. And he's lighting up the league, and we're talking into mics. So
I wonder if he's ever used TurboTax. I'm just curious. Probably I highly
not.
Doubt it.
And he's not going to need to because he's going to be able to hire like a CPA. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure the Sharks all have a tax guy they can go to and do all that shit. So. They're set. He's never going to have to do taxes in his life. Oh, yeah, for sure. They got someone out there. But,
oh yeah,
everyone, thank you for listening. We're not ending with the Sharks talk because we started with it. So if you stuck around for that, cool. Good for you. Thank you. We got, let's see, on the docket this next couple of weeks. It's December. Probably around Christmas time, we're going to do no episode that week. Just for the sake of the holidays, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Great rest of the December. Finish up that year strong. Come with some, what's it called? New Year's resolutions. Make them up now because then you don't have to think about it January 1st. You already know what you're going to do. But till then, everyone, Alan, I'll see you tomorrow at the game.
Hell
7:45
yeah.
Start, which actually really quick, last week was brutal. You weren't there. And
how bad we lose?
6-3 again, but we had a 3-0 really? Lead in the first period.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. I got actually cross-checked. Wow. I don't know if you can see it in the light.
A little battle scar?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice little that's cross-check brutal. To the arm, and the dude skated off and was like, I forget what he said. I know what I said, but I can't repeat it. And then he... was it? He did that and then like told me something like it's beer league. And I was like, dude, you're the one that hacked me. Like, why are you getting pissed off? We got kind of physical in the corner battling for the puck, but it wasn't like anything crazy. I didn't think it was just playing hockey. And then he cross checks me and I was like, dude, what the hell? And then we go down the rain, like go down the ice and then puck freezes and he like skates by me because I'm on the blue line. He's going back to the bench and just like stares at me. And I'm like, what are you going to do? You going to do something about it? And he just like keeps saying stuff. And I was like, yeah, good boy. Go back to your bench. Good boy. Good boy. See ya. Yeah. Got pretty intense. Awesome. But after that, like that's hockey. Who cares? It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back next week, everyone. Thanks for listening and peace out.